Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we're going to finish up the original trilogy by presenting the third movie from the Star Wars series, or the sixth movie from a certain point of view. It's Return of the Jedi. Now, first of all, we're not presenting the special edition version, which premiered in March of 1997 and is run every other weekend on the Turner TV channels. Instead, we're showing a fan-made reconstruction of the original theatrical version, pre-CGI. The debate over the relative merits of each version, while not as big as the one over the original movie, are ongoing and sometimes pretty passionate, so we won't discuss them here. Now, one problem I have today is that, as I mentioned about the previous movies, Return of the Jedi is one of the most publicized, analyzed, and scrutinized movies of all time. I just don't have that kind of time to do it all justice, really. So I would suggest you consult several books in our collection about the original trilogy and how it was made. Unfortunately, one book we don't have is J.W. Rinzler's very extensive and very large Making of Return of the Jedi book. But we can get that for you through interlibrary loan, if you wish. Just check at the reference desk. So, what can I talk about now? Well, I can tell you that I, and a whole lot of other people, awaited this movie with more eagerness than even what we felt before the release of The Empire Strikes Back. I mean, after all, it had been 3 years since that movie's cliffhanger ending, and we needed answers. Like, who was the other that Yoda spoke of? Was Han Solo still alive? Could the Rebels recover from their defeat on Hoth? And most importantly, was Vader telling the truth? Sure, we fans had the comic books to keep us occupied, plus some bits of news from Bantha Tracks, the fan club newsletter, but we were still pretty anxious. So, on opening day, May 25th, 1983, I and a lot of other fans waited in line at the late lamented Menlo Park Twin off Route 1 to see the climax of the story. And we weren't disappointed. I mean, I still remember the huge cheer that went up when Vader... Well, you may not have seen this movie yet, but you'll know the moment when it comes up. It's at the 1-hour-57-minute point, and it's big. Now, if you're in the mood for a more recent movie release, don't forget about our in-house screenings of new DVDs. They're run on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, and space is limited for these showings, so you must pre-register. You can check our website for the latest schedule. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And that's also where you'll find the list of our previous classic movie presentations, and the links to each movie. Now, if you'd like to pass along any comments or suggestions, you can call us at 908-754-7885. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can post them on our Facebook page. Well, thanks again for stopping by and for your support for these showings, and we hope you enjoyed today's movie. And now, from Lucasfilm Limited via 20th Century Fox in 1983, here's Return of the Jedi.